Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Since 1998, Shatskin Systems has helped organizations such as HIEs, hospital systems, and more to bridge the gap between IT and operations. And once again, we're speaking with Nance Shatskin, founder of Shatskin Systems, who will be joining a number of other organizations focused on truly making health data exchange work at the Rosetta Health HIMSS 2018 booth, which is booth number 1148. And Nance, how are you doing today?
Just fine. Thank you, Matt.
Excellent. Well, it's great to hear your voice again, and let's kick right in. So if you don't mind, please give our listeners a high-level overview of Shatskin Systems, and if you don't mind, discussing a little bit about your work with Bronx Rio.
Don't mind at all. Shatskin Systems is what one might call a boutique consulting firm in that we are not quite 10 people. We are fewer than 10 people on staff. It started, of course, as one person, Nancy Shatskin, about 15 years ago. And we specialize in bridging the gap between technology and operations. And what I mean by that is it was my experience working in the large IT departments of major medical centers in and around New York City that there was this big gap between the people who worked with the computer systems, knew the computer systems, and the people who really knew the healthcare. And being able to bridge between them so that the computer systems more effectively addressed the actual operational issues that needed to be addressed and were not just operating in some kind of cloud, I mean a different kind of cloud, but rather just a cloud of their own invention, but were really tied down into what was needed on an operational basis. And so working with various clients, quite a number of them now over these many years, we have been able over and over again to help organizations get more out of the computer systems that they have in ways like automating tasks that are not currently automated, improving the quality of the data, being able to add new functionality without having to go buy new systems to make sure that people are taking advantage of the functionality that does exist, and lots of other things along the way that just make the relationship between the technology and the operations both a happier one for everybody, but also a more effective and efficient one. And we just have a lot of fun doing that. So sort of every situation presents new challenges, requires a fresh look at problem solving, but we're pretty good problem solvers. We understand technology and we know a lot about healthcare operations.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, if you don't mind, share some more insights about your work with Bronx Rio, because I'm sure you bring this kind of vision and approach to this organization as well in terms of helping them.
Well, yes, we definitely do, and a little more, because in the case of the Bronx Rio, I've been involved since the Bronx Rio was a twinkle in the eye of a few folks in the Bronx, but didn't exist. And New York State was offering some money to kickstart health information exchange in the state, and Montefiore Medical Center decided that it would act as a kind of anchor organization to build a health information exchange in the Bronx, and I was asked to help write that initial grant proposal, and I focused on the technology piece of that proposal with a couple of other people who worked on it as well. When Montefiore received that grant, they turned to those of us who had been involved in creating the grant application to ask for our help in actually launching the health information exchange. And so I have been involved since the inception of the Bronx Rio, essentially operating as chief information officer or director of technology, helping work with the vendors that the team had chosen and working through not only the technical and operational issues, but in this case, also many, many policy issues that the state of New York is having to handle, the feds as well, as they arise, as the technology changes and creates all kinds of new policy issues. And I refer to things like the special laws around data relating to substance abuse or data relating to behavioral health services or how minor patient data is managed. And those are all policy issues that have needed a lot of noodling and working through of fairly complicated issues with lawyers, with operations people, with technology people, and with government affairs and policy types as well. So many hours have gone into that over the last 10 years. And in addition, I've actually built the back office operations for the Bronx Rio, which are provided by Shatskin Systems. So we actually act as the technology department. We work with all of the members to make their connectivity and get their data flowing into the Rio. We do the validation to make sure that that data is being processed in a way that makes it consistent with other data that we're processing. We do a lot of work around patient identity matching, both, again, policy setting and operations in terms of looking at cases and trying to resolve them. We know many kind of scary stories as a result of that work. And we've done a lot of other work to try to expand the data that comes into the Rio, or the Health Information Exchange, and figure out ways to make that data useful to other people. For instance, clinical event notifications, or CENs as some people call them, which I think people are beginning to take for granted as a key function of Health Information Exchange, that I, Dr. Jones, can be alerted when my high-risk patient is admitted to the emergency department so that I know that that's happened. The Bronx Rio actually pioneered the concept of those alerts in its very first implementation 10 years ago, when there were no federal standards. There was really nobody else even talking about it. So we think of ourselves as having invented it, along with, of course, other smart people who invented it around the same time. So Shatskin Systems is an integral part of the Bronx Rio. There are times, I think, when our staff identify as much as Bronx Rio employees as they do as Shatskin Systems employees. And so we're very tightly intertwined with that organization, although we do other projects as well that are not the Bronx Rio.
That's great, great. Really appreciate that overview of your organization, and certainly some very interesting and exciting things that you've been doing overall and also for Bronx Rio. And speaking of exciting things, I understand that you're going to be joining HASA, IMAT, Social Climb at the, it Takes a Village Pavilion, if you will.
We're coming to be in the Village.
Yes, you are. Tell me what made you all want to be part of this kind of unified effort to show that it takes lots of players in a community, essentially, to help break down the barriers of health data exchange.
Right. Well, you know, so much of the work that we do is liaison-like work. It's bringing multiple parties together. It can never be less than the two, which is somebody who's going to give their data to the Rio and the Rio that's going to take in the data is sort of your minimum, but it often becomes more complicated than that, with multiple departments at an institution who need to be involved, not just the IT department, but then there are so many things that don't work right, or the data's not there, or whatever, that need to be resolved by working your way through an organization. So that kind of liaison work is very near and dear to our hearts, and we recognize that that's how things get done. They get done by building a team of people with somewhat different skills and a common goal and working together to create something that really is greater than the sum of the parts. And we very much like those working relationships, and that's why it was easy for us. We have a very close working relationship with IMAT because they are the vendor for the Bronx Rio. We have a growing relationship with Rosetta Health because they are a prime subcontractor to IMAT, working on aspects of the Health Information Exchange that we are also working on. So we have experience knowing that this is a bunch of smart people we would be happy to spend some more time with. And we know the HASA folks a little bit, and that we always have a good time with them sharing war stories about being an HIE and coming up with ideas of useful services that we can offer. And so we've done some brainstorming with the leadership at HASA in the past. The Social Climb folks will be new to us, but that's fun. We like meeting new people. And so it was really a very was a relatively easy decision. As overwhelming as HIMSS is, and I know from having visited as a registrant in the past and walking that floor, as overwhelming as it can be, it is still the greatest gathering of healthcare information technology people on the face of the earth. And if that's what you do for a living, at least every few years, you got to go see what's going on. Shadskin Systems is at a juncture in its life that a little growth would be welcome. We have some capacity that we think we can make available to a slightly larger group of clients than we do today. And so being able, with colleagues we like and respect so much, to be able to be at the conference and get to talk to other organizations around the country that are engaged in related projects, it was easy to say yes and to spend a few days in Las Vegas, but still, with our colleagues being deeply enmeshed in the discussions of healthcare.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That was a great response there about, you know, the true value of everybody coming together. And it's great to hear how it'll value your organization too. And, you know, speaking of key topics in the health IT arena, as you know, the ONC recently released its Trusted Exchange Framework and Comment Agreement for public comment, which has been some pretty big news out there. Would love to hear your take on this. Does this, you know, move the ball forward when it comes to health data exchange?
You know, like a lot of games, the ball goes forward, the ball goes backwards, the ball goes out of bounds. So I can't really say, oh yeah, this is great, this is exactly what we needed, because I don't really feel that way. I've only read it now twice, so I'm still absorbing and kind of decompressing some of what's in it to try to really understand what the impact is going to be. I think, quite honestly, that there are some confusing messages in the framework. There are the creation of new organizations. I'm not really sure why we need more new organizations. And you may be aware that the framework specifically does not allow existing health information exchanges to act as, what would we call them, sort of pillars in this framework. So new organizations must be created to be connecting everybody together. And that's just a little hard for me to understand right at the get-go. Then there continues to be a tremendous commitment to HL7V3 continuity of care documents in their various forms, CCDs, CCDAs, as opposed to more limited transactional exchange. We find in our 10 years of this business that while there is a time and a place for a continuity of care document, there are many more places for transactional messages. And we continue to struggle with the Fed's commitment to something that has not matured effectively, that is setting a very high bar for education and a whole new round of standardization that we just spent 20 years getting ourselves to that standardization on the V2 messages. And it's kind of like, well, we can't rest now. Let's make it more complicated and change the standards. So there are some challenges for me in the framework, but I'm hopeful that there will be more discussion. I mean, another thing that stands out for me is that there is a very unrealistic representation of the needs for public health and public health reporting in the framework. And I would think, if nothing else, the Fed should be concerned about that, and the ONC should be making sure that we're simplifying and standardizing the reporting to public health agencies, and yet they've given that topic very short shrift and really not addressed it effectively at all. So you can tell I have my issues. I am working with a couple of organizations to get my comments in, and I am somewhat concerned that we will not have as good a framework as we should. But I think that the other reality is that those of us who are in the trenches doing the work will meet the requirements of various frameworks, regulations, policies, standards, and we will also constantly figure out how to work around those when they are barriers in order to get the real work done. So that's what I will continue to argue for. Where it can coincide with standards and frameworks, I'm always happy to work by those. Makes life a lot easier if you can talk the same language with a colleague because you're both working from the same standard. But I also know how unrealistic that is in this very complicated ecosystem of healthcare. And I know it's not going to happen just out of this framework.
Wow, wow. Some great insights there. Really appreciate your candid take on it. It certainly seems like it's, as always, a complicated landscape, and we'll see how it all plays out, right?
Yes, that's true. Never boring, Matt. Never boring.
And you know what's never boring? Our podcast interviews with you, Nance. And we are almost at a wrap here. But before we sign off, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, I think the thing to take note of is that really significant progress is being made. Of course, we've all just heard the big news about three big corporate players jumping in to try to change healthcare for their million plus employees. And that's going to add a whole new set of influences and pressures on what's going on. And so I'm very excited to keep an eye on what Amazon and Chase decide to do. But I think that we should take some pride in the fact that in one decade, from being sort of a twinkle in somebody's eye, the notion that health data could start to move around, in one decade, we have made tremendous progress in making that happen to a point where a lot of people now take it for granted that it should happen and take it for granted that it's easy, even though it's definitely not easy. So I think that it's important that we take stock of the progress so that we can feel some of that accomplishment as we put our sort of shoulders to the wheel to do another decade of real development and getting it to yet a higher level of operations.
That's great. You know, what a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you are an exclusive podcast interview with Nance Shatskin, the founder of Shatskin Systems, who shared lots of great information about her organization, her work with Bronx Rio, her take on the ONC Trusted Exchange Framework, a common agreement. And of course, she shared why she's very excited to be participating in what we're calling the It Takes a Village effort at the Rosetta Health HIMSS booth 2018. Again, that's booth number 1148. And Nance, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise.